The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The hour now on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Keelan. I really am. I have a mental thing now, and every time I open my mouth, it's kind of like one of the problems that I used to have with names in general. I would get something into my mind, and I would keep it there. No matter how well I knew this person, I would always mispronounce the name or misappropriate.
Well, you still do it with Colin and Colin. Don't sell yourself short.
All right, okay. I won't do that. So here's a focus on something that I like to think that I can find something good. We were talking about good deeds in the last hour and good things to start with. This is so shocking, though. There is an investigation that's been launched into a video in New York of a police sergeant putting a woman in a chokehold and holding her, slamming her up against a car during a traffic stop. Ooh. Have you seen this video? It was posted on YouTube. The officer choking this woman, at least appearing while trying to restrain her. If you look at the video, the woman is seen attempting to run away from the police officer. He grabbed her from behind by her neck. He walks her backwards to a parked car where another officer is standing. And the police, when they reviewed the video, said that this has been forwarded to Internal Affairs for further review. It may not be a recent incident, but it doesn't make a difference whether it's an incident from yesterday, last week, last month, last year. How is it, and does this come under the pretense that we just don't really understand everything? We don't know what was going on. A lot of times these videos show up, and what happens after the fact is that it's proven that what we think we see isn't what we see because there's another angle. You know, there have been these videos.
Or we never know what happens beforehand. That's the problem, is that these start mid-incident. We don't know what happens at the beginning.
So is it, though, appropriate? Can we look at these and say, as a matter of course, this is appropriate or inappropriate in terms of the way police act or encounter somebody that they need to interrogate or they need to somehow incarcerate? Is this the way? Do you use any means possible? That's the question that comes up. Do they do anything they have to in order to? I mean, I'm flabbergasted. Over the weekend, I came into contact with a woman who, I'm going to tell this story, and you'll be amazed by the story, I think. This lady, I'm not going to identify her by name, but she's a talent agent and a casting director and very well known, and we happened to have had lunch on Sunday. And she's telling me a story, but she was all shaken up because she lives in a very nice neighborhood nearby where we were in Hollywood, and there's a family across the street from her that's a black family, and somehow or other there were people mowing the lawn, and there were three Hispanic guys who were blowing the leaves and the grass and the thing. You know how they have those, the blowers, the leaf blowers, and they just run up and down. Most people clear off your driveway, clear off the sidewalk.
Those are illegal,
house.
I think.
They blow it around. Are they illegal?
Yes.
They're illegal.
Really?
Illegal.
Yeah, leaf blowers are illegal in L.A.
Really? Well, anyway. So these three guys are doing the lawn next door to where this black guy lives, and they're blowing all of the residue from the next door neighbor onto his lawn and onto his porch.
Part of the reason they're illegal. Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. So anyway, the guy comes out and says, "Would you please not do this?" And the lady's sitting on her porch across the street watching this whole thing. So please, would you stop doing it? And the Hispanic guys gave him some attitude. He's in his 50s, apparently, and these guys are in their 20s. So they said, no, we're not going to, and something a little bit more, challenging than that. So they keep doing it. So the black guy goes into his house because one of the Hispanics had chased him up onto his porch. And he grabs his gun. And he goes out and he says to this guy on his porch, "Get off my porch." And the guy says to him, "What are you going to do to me, man? Shoot me?" And the black guy says, "Get off my porch." And the guy goes off of his porch. So the black guy goes back in his house, puts the gun away, brings his son out, a teenager, who is going to apparently get in the car and drive somewhere. So the three Hispanic guys jump him when he comes off the porch. They knock him down. They grab a – they have one of their a rake or something. They handle a rake. They whack the guy over the head. They're beating the bloody pulp out of him.
Jeez. And all over leaves.
Yeah. So the kid goes in and calls the police. The police come. There are like 19 police cars. And this woman, again, is sitting there watching all of this. And they arrest the black guy. And it turned out that all the police officers who showed up were Hispanic. The sergeant who was in charge was Hispanic. And so the lady sitting on her porch goes across the street and says to the policeman, "Why are you arresting this man?" And the policeman says, "Because he threatened these three men with his gun." The lady said, "That isn't what happened at all." She told the story to the police officers, and they said, "No, that's not what happened." And the lady said, "How do you know that's not what happened?" "Because the guys, the Hispanic guys, told us what the story was, and we believe them." And the lady says, "That's a bold-faced lie. That's not what happened at all." This lady, by the way, is a very Italian, old-school Italian lady. And she said, "That's not what happened." And the police officer, she said, kept trying to change her testimony or her way of looking at it. She says, "I'm not going to change my testimony. I'm telling you, that guy's lying to you, and this is what really happened." And so they arrested the black guy. He was beaten to a bloody pulp. They wouldn't call an ambulance. This woman had to go back in the house and call an ambulance to come and take this black guy that had been beaten to within an inch of his life because the Hispanic sergeant didn't want to do anything to take him away from his story that the three Hispanic guys had been threatened by this guy with his gun. So you see how this stuff comes to the surface and what happens in these circumstances where the stories are, we go back to the investigation in New York. We've had investigations like this in Chicago. We had them in Ferguson. You have them everywhere. The guy in Baltimore. Where else have there been circumstances like this where there's been an accusation against somebody and the news media jumps all over it and the guy is guilty or the woman's guilty because the press says that he or she is guilty. And then we find out after the fact when you really investigate it, that's not what happened at all. Like these cops in L.A., the Hispanic cops want to, because of the three perps were Hispanic, they didn't want to make them look like they were the bad guys. They're going to make the black guy look like the bad guy. And this is what's happening all over our country, and because the police are corrupt, and those people who, you know, I sort of got off my anti-police stance for a while because of some conversations I've had with some people on the air who are police officers, and it sort of modified my position. When I heard this woman tell me this story over the weekend, I was infuriated, and this has been the first opportunity for me to tell the story. As she said to the police, "I don't know this man. He lives across the street. He's quiet. His children are quiet. I don't know from nothing. I don't even know what his name is. But I'm telling you that what you are saying happened is not what happened. And I'm not going to let you try to talk me into telling the district attorney's office that this is what happened when it didn't. I'm going to testify that what I saw was this man was threatened by those Hispanics, and he pulled a gun out to protect himself, and they came back and attacked him, and they really messed this guy up. He was in
the
hospital.
Now, is it legal? And I know I don't know much about the gun ownership thing, but is it legal for what he did to pull a gun on someone to say, get off your...
Yes,
depends
it was
on
apparently
the state.
In the California, you can protect your property. This guy came onto his property and threatened him, so he got out his gun. That's appropriate, isn't it, Jennifer?
It depends on if the state has stand your ground laws. I mean, there's a whole bunch of
different things that go into California. This happened in Los Angeles. So.
Yeah, in California, I'm not sure if you can, and that's bad because I'm a gun owner. I should know that. But I know that they don't. I mean, I know when I took my test to get my gun in October that they said you're really not supposed to. I mean, legally, you're not supposed to point it at anybody unless you say to them, if you don't leave my property, I will shoot you. So if the guy said that, which it sounds like he did, get off of my property or I will shoot you, then I think he's probably legally covered.
I don't even think he said, or I will shoot you. From this lady. Said,
get off my property.
He said, get off my porch. What are you doing on my porch?
Because there's been a lot of instances, this sounds so ridiculous, in Los Angeles, where people have actually been climbing into someone's window, and they get shot, and then the gun owner gets in trouble for it.
Right.
It seems like it's a real gray area. Like, it just... I mean, I understand if you want to protect your property and you stay on your property while you're holding your gun and you are trying to apprehend someone who's trespassing.
His face.
Then, yeah. No, I know.
The
I know.
Leaves in the lawn, clippings and stuff onto his lawn. I mean, come on. And we all know that happens. You see it all the time happening. So, all right. So, food for thought. 20, where are we here? 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Realtor.
Okay, and right around here is the kitchen. Gas range, granite countertops, all those gadgets you registered for will look great up here until that toaster overheats and takes out everything in a 2-foot radius.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for, we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price Match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1. But if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax Shower Filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Half the hour now. All right, so Victoria, Jennifer, and Kara and I have Chris Brown in our mind.
We have Brown on the brain.
Brown on the brain. Okay, so there's a new documentary called Welcome to My Life, and Chris Brown is taking fans of his on his journey from high school to being a big star. He's not bypassing the event during his career. That is the assault on Rihanna, the so-called Rihanna incident. In this circumstance, he said, they went from being on top of the world, number one, to being kind of America's, I was America's sweetheart, to being enemy, public enemy number one. Let's listen to the trailer, actually, from this. This is going to be a TV, is that what? This is a TV show, right,
Victoria? It doesn't have a release date yet, so I'm guessing it's going to end up on a streaming service or on HBO.
All right. Here's the documentary trailer for the Chris Brown story of his life.
I went from being on top of the world, number one songs, and being kind of like America's sweetheart to being public enemy number one.
Grammy Award nominee has just posted bail on criminal threat charges.
But it is the first time I get to see anything.
He made that mistake because he needed help.
Yeah, that was his girl.
I felt like
that was the worst day of my life and probably of his life. I felt like I was going to lose my child.
It's really important to walk away before anger gets the best of you.
Chris Brown in jail. This is singer Frank.
Paula, this is a serious charge.
I'm thinking about suicide and everything else.
I wasn't sleeping. I barely ate. I just was getting hot.
If you truly do love Chris Brown, then you felt everything that has gone on with him.
And there has been speculation already by some that this really will end Chris Brown's career.
There was ever a doubt in your mind, Chris Brown was done, he was finished, I wouldn't bet on him.
All right, so what do we glean out of that, ladies?
Is it bad that I don't feel sorry for the guy at all? I mean, this
is a coked-up jerk
who beat up his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And he got caught, and it was bad publicity, and it ruined his career for a while. And you know what? He deserved every single second of it, and I can't believe
that any girl still
buys his albums out there.
All right, so women should stay away from him because he's a pig.
Well, and it wasn't just that. I mean, that was so horrific, and I still have visions of Rihanna's face from the ER.
Oh,
I mean, it was so horrific. But beyond that, as he was trying to rehabilitate his image, he then threw a chair through the window of the Today Show studio
that, yeah.
and tried to stab Drake. he tried to stab Drake, who is, you know, Canadian and non-thug. So, you know, Drake tried to get out of the club as fast as possible. And he just keeps having these run-ins. So how many more chances does this guy get? I have no sympathy at all.
No.
At all.
Right, and obviously somebody who's doing PR for him said, oh, you need to have a movie so everybody feels sorry for you. Please. Yeah. He's a dirtbag. Yep. Sorry.
All right. So now let's move on.
I like dirtbag. I haven't heard dirtbag in a long time.
Another dirtbag, Jay-Z. Do we think he's a dirtbag?
No,
too?
He's not a dirtbag.
No, he's not.
Right. Just a bag. I'm just
his music company has been sued for inflating consumer numbers. What the heck is he's hyping?
This is going to be something
hype on top of hype.
Yeah, I think this is going to be something that we're going to see a lot more of. Essentially what happened is Kanye West dropped his new album, The Life of Pablo, and it was supposed to be a Tidal Music exclusive only. So it was never going to leave Tidal. And a month after it was released, it popped up on Spotify and Apple Music. Now one of the Tidal subscribers is actually suing them, saying that, you know, you basically lured everyone into subscribing to Tidal with the promise of exclusivity, but you lied just to increase your subscriber numbers. They said promoting this album, The Life of Pablo, actually bumped Tidal Music up to 3 million subscribers.
Sounds so it like worked. A radio ratings company.
It's crazy. It is. But I think this is going to be... Taylor Swift started this when she pulled all of her music from Spotify, and then you can only stream it on Apple Music. I think you're going to see a lot of companies trying to vie for exclusivity.
28 after the hour on Good Day. You'll
keep on riding till... Are you living with pain, but concerned about the side effects of drugs? I was, until I started taking 1 hour pain relief. And here's Lisa, a brave Marine who was seriously injured in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers for lingering head, shoulder, and knee pain. My friend told me about 1 hour pain relief. Now I'm pain-free without the dangerous side effects.
1 hour pain relief is an all-natural extract from hops, the plant used to flavor beer.
It's safe and effective without the chemicals found in drugs, and your all-day relief starts in less than 1 hour.
Get a free 1 week trial for just a small shipping charge with no automatic shipments. Call 800-600-1219 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. If you suffer from pain but worry about side effects, call 800-600-1219. Stop living with pain. Call 800-600-1219 or visit onehourpainrelief.com.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Hey, Mom. I got your message. Do you need me to come home early?
Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked fast to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right. And it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So much better now. I just pounded out one of the best emails I've pounded out for a long time. And
I heard
boy,
you talking.
They're
going
to get it. Yes.
As long as it's not Victoria or me or Kara, I think we're okay.
Doug Steffen on the Good Day program at 33FEL with my friends Victoria and Jennifer and Kara working on your health and well-being, the wonderfulness of you being you. The Boston Marathon was run yesterday. And Jake Gyllenhaal was there. He's going to play Jeff Bauman. Bauman was one of the people that was hurt in the Boston bombing a couple of years ago. They were both invited to throw at the first pitch of the Red Sox game yesterday, which always happens on Marathon Day, which is Patriots Day. They have a 1 o'clock start, and everybody has like a big old celebration of the day, and it was underscored by the focus at Fenway Park on the race itself, which was, now, if I understand this correctly, Bauman was watching his wife run. He was at the finish line, and the explosion blew off his legs.
Mm-hmm.
His wife ran in the marathon yesterday, and he was there with his daughter, and then they went over to Fenway Park. So the story is that Gyllenhaal is going to play him in the picture about his recovery. Bauman wrote a book after the event, and so there were a lot of focus on that yesterday. And then a couple of the people who were amputees ran in the marathon yesterday for the first time. So a lot of attention, and appropriate attention, on that thing. It just seems to me when we are praising these people for being survivors, which is something that the human spirit that brings about that sort of thing. It's very cool. But then you think about what's really happened and how the bad guys have won, because there were 5,000 police officers on duty yesterday up and down the race course. 5,000. Do you know what that cost the taxpayers in Massachusetts to have all of this stuff
Do I care, actually? They needed to be there. No, and I think it's important to have that presence.
If we didn't have, no, you're missing the point of what I'm saying. The reason that I'm upset about it is because we've had people disrupt our lives,
mm-hmm.
and our lives will not be the same, so therefore they win, because we have to do this sort of thing in order to run what would be a normally. I remember when I used to drive the pace car for this race, there were police at the intersections directing traffic.
Right.
There may have been 100 of them along the scene of the race, and then at the end, there are always police at Boston. At the end of it, you know, they keep the crowds from getting in the way of the runners.
But I think they win if we cancel the race. I think upping police presence is just smart, and it's intimidating. You know, it provides a sense of intimidation, and sadly, that's what you need.
Well, but that's the point. You are making
is 5,000 cops. Is that like double the normal amount
for that race? But it's 10 times what they used to be.
Okay.
Excuse me. And so, and under the circumstances, we have to, or we feel like we have to protect the people who want to see this event because it's part of Americana.
Right.
Excuse me while I cough again.
Well, it's like, you know, New Year's Eve, you know, anywhere, not mm-hmm. just in New York City, but New Year's Eve everywhere, every parade.
Right. I mean, there's more protection everywhere. Right.
Yeah. Security. Yeah. But that's the only way you can actually have families come out and enjoy things.
Yeah, that's not, I'm not decrying that. I'm just saying, I'm decrying the fact that we have this as a reality in our lives today, and there's not anything we can do about it at this point. There isn't really anything we can do except protect ourselves. We are in a defensive mode and not in an offensive mode.
Right.
We have not been in offensive mode. We haven't done a good job of getting rid of Daesh. We haven't done a good job of getting rid of Al-Qaeda. We haven't done a good job of getting rid of Boko Haram. We haven't done a good job of getting rid of the Taliban. Instead, there are more of these groups growing all the time.
Well, if you listen to the president, we've done an excellent job of getting... I mean, I think it's a problem that we so miss... that we mis-evaluated,
The Boston bomber, the kid was in class that afternoon.
That's the thing.
How do you even, you know, that's almost impossible.
This is something
the creation of the atmosphere that gets people to want to do that.
That is a cultural problem now.
Yeah, it is. There are people who want to destroy us and to bring us to our knees or whatever it is just because of what we stand for versus what they stand for.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes about as a result of things that we individually and collectively have done. In part, we're responsible, or some companies and governments, not just America. As a matter of fact, the Europeans are much more responsible for this, and the attitude that people have that is basically anger aimed at the West because of the way the British and the Dutch and the Germans and the French went into Africa and Asia and chopped everything up over the, you know, the history of the 18th and 19th century was all about conquering.
Well, and we helped them along. I mean, Europe helped them along when they, you know, forming the European Union and just letting people move freely between countries and taking down borders.
Good guys.
I mean, it's really easy for them to spread now. It's easy mm-hmm. for them to get into this country. And, you know, these guys did not, we may have mis-evaluated them, and we may have started, you know, wasted a lot of energy and maybe not dropping some bombs into Syria and to Iraq to try to get rid of these guys. But what they missed is all the marketing that that ISIS and all these terrorist groups have done here.
Using
social media, but also using printed magazines. And they've hired consultants from the West to create material that would appeal to people in the West who feel forgotten or left behind or not part of the club. And that's the people that they're preying on to turn them into these operatives.
Yep. All right. Yesterday at the airport, Jennifer, I was looking at the L.A. Times.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently there is an investigation. And in this investigation, a number of California residents, including some celebrities, have registered in a group called the AIP, the American Independent Party.
Right. There's a big thing in the Times about this.
Yeah. So you want to explain, like, who's in? Sugar Ray Leonard is on this. Emma Stone, Patrick Schwarzenegger. Believe they were registering without party affiliation, as independent voters.
The independent party is a party. Breaking news. That was what was so funny, is that on Sunday, this was the front page of the LA Times. Are you really an independent voter? And it's so silly how many misconceptions there are about people and civics and how we vote and the process, because so many people think that when they register as an independent that they are truly an independent. What they don't realize is that they've joined a political party.
Right. That is, and a lot of people, that's really, I could see why, though, you know, you think, oh, I don't want to be a Republican or a Democrat, I'm an independent, and thinking that it's not actually an organized party. But I had no idea that until this story broke, how apparently ultra-conservative the backers of the group are.
But that's only part of the story. What's going on here? And this is just a sign, a signal, if you will, as to how people around the country are fed up with voter restrictions, with the misalignment and the restriction. You can't vote as a Democrat or Republican, just go in and pick a ballot and say, because, and you ask them, well, why? And because the state says you have to register last October to do this. Why? Well, because that's what the state wants you to do. And you say, why? And there's no good explanation for it other than control, the party politics, the party bosses. And so there are many states that have a closed party primary system, which is just wrong.
Right.
And people are angered by it. They want to be independent. They want to register as members of one party or another or none. And so that's what this thing comes from. Kind of.
So in most states, if you're an independent, you can't vote in any of the primaries.
Yeah. Well, that's
you can vote in the independent primary.
But where's the coverage of that?
But see, there's no...
Exactly. I mean, and I'm not trying to be facetious, but I don't even... Like, who's an independent that's running? Because I might like them. I'd like to know about them. Who are they?
Yeah. We've gone, in California, we've gone back and forth between an open and a closed primary. And I don't know, I just, call me old-fashioned maybe. I just think the primary for your party makes a lot of sense.
Go in and pick a ballot when you go in to vote in the primary. Just go pick, the people checking in says you want a Republican ballot or a Democratic ballot.
That's it.
Well, this is what I'm getting at, is that with the growth of these third parties, like Libertarian, like Independent, shoot, I think even Green has picked up a few voters over the, a few members. I think with the growth of those third parties and people not wanting to be associated with what has turned out to be pretty corrupt, the Republicans and the Democrats seeming to be pretty corrupt, you're going to have to do open primaries, I think, if you want people's voice to count. But sadly, I don't think the political parties really care if people's voices are heard. Yeah, I mean, obviously, we've seen there's a lot of backdoor deals going on. There's super delegates for the Democrats. There's the RNC pulling some shenanigans with delegates and stuff on the right. So do they even care? I mean, that's the thing. We need to start taking control of our political system, because if we leave it up to the parties, they will never get done,
because it's not a threat to them.
No, they're a threat to us, but that system is not a threat to them.
Yep.
Wild weather in the focus next year on Good Day. It's 43 past the hour.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Kick off spring in a new way and celebrate National Garage Organization Month in April. Everyone knows spring cleaning, but spring keeping's a new trend that helps you keep the things you might need while kicking the clutter. Gladiator Garage Works has garage cabinets, shelving, and more to get you organized. Home improvement expert and Ellen's Design Challenge winner on HGTV, Carl Champley, turns spring cleaning into spring keeping.
Don't get rid of something you may regret. Instead, with Gladiator Garage Works, you can keep it and even start to organize on a small scale with grab-and-go kits like the GearTrack Single Pack. Take advantage of wall space with hooks, bins, and baskets. Keep rakes, bikes, and basketballs organized.
Other tips, Carl?
Keep similar items together. Storage kits like Gladiator Garage Works small item bins can be used for screws and nails, or the Project Caddy for larger tools that save time and space.
So kick the clutter, keep what's good, and visit GladiatorGarageWorks.com and Facebook.com/GladiatorGW.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver. fever, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
All right. Yeah. 47 past that. Don't you dare say anything about that. The Michigan governor is drinking the water in Flint. This is a good way to get rid of it.
I heard that they're supposed to because they can't. There's nobody's drinking the water there.
Right. So Snyder went to a home with high levels of lead and left with 5 gallons of filtered water. He said that he would show support by drinking it for the next month.
Oof.
He wants to show it's safe to use. I never thought this guy was very smart, and he's proving it every day.
Isn't there something where they try to insert something into the pipes that's supposed to clean up the toxicity of the water, but
yeah,
no one's drinking it, so the stuff can't get through the pipes?
No, that's not true. The people are using water for washing, that kind of stuff. There is an element that you can put into the water that will get the lead out of the pipes, or at least will keep lead from lining the pipe. That's what most people have, because most systems around the country have these old iron pipes that are 4 to 5, some depending on the size of the city, 10 inches wide, and they have this material, which is basically lead bound. It attaches itself to the side of the metal pipes. So there is something that they put in the water in many communities around the country that keeps that from happening. And they didn't want to do it because it was too expensive. And that was where the whole problem sort of started, along with the horrible water they were getting out of the Flint River to begin with. The fact that nothing has really changed other than they put some of this additive into the water is so criminal. It just is. It's beyond belief that they're still fiddling with this. It's been a problem for almost 4 years. All right. The really bad weather yesterday, the area of Houston, around the mouth of the Mississippi and to the west of that, they had what was the equivalent of a month's worth of rain in 1 hour yesterday.
Wow.
In Houston. 4 people dead. That means it's a swamp. 15 inches of rain between Sunday night and Monday morning. Houston sees 4 inches of rain usually during the entire month of April. 15 inches in a 14-hour period. TV reporter preparing to go live when he saw it saved a man whose car was getting submerged in the flood. You can see pictures of families wading through waist-deep water, their belongings in plastic bags, parents carrying their children on their shoulders. That's really, the weather around the country yesterday was actually pretty good, except for this pocket, this storm, and you're seeing more of these. But I think this time of year, you're likely to see this kind of, you're likely to see this kind of wild weather, tornadoes, heavy storms, that sort of thing. But it just underscores, I'm not telling you it's climate change, not necessarily global warming, the two don't always go hand in hand. Things are definitely happening that make us look at the reality of our weather situation and say, what the heck's going on? I've never seen this in my life. And the key there is you've never seen it in your life. That doesn't mean it hasn't happened before. It just means that this stuff is historic and the news media plays up on it to make it seem like the world is coming to an end. And for some people yesterday in Houston, sadly, it did. But that storm moved across New Orleans and into South Florida I think, today or all across Florida, as far as that's concerned. But there's pretty wild weather, and that happens this time of year as the weather system changes. 51 after the hour here on Good Day.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is ridiculous. If he was such a patriotic American, why didn't he just report us to the authorities?
He decided to put his information to good use and make a little money out of it. What could be more American than that?
Could be a dream if I could take you up in paradise up above.
Your first husband also disappeared.
But that was his job. He was an illusionist.
But he never reappeared.
He wasn't a very good illusionist.
But is the FBI in the habit of cleaning up after multiple murder? Yes. My thing is run by Michael Hoover.
If you would let me spend my whole life loving you, life would be a dream, sweetheart.
So this is from the movie Clue. The crew cuts doing a song from the 1950s called Shaboom. The star of this movie was Tim Curry, who's 70 years old today. I find him, I'm interested in your opinion, to be a very intriguing, rather well-rounded actor who can do well playing a bad guy, as he did in The Three Musketeers, where he was Prince, during the time of Louis was what was the name of the, he was the Bishop of Paris, and the bad, he was a bad guy, anyway, he played the bad bishop, Cardinal Richelieu, hello, ding, 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 haven't you seen The Three Musketeers?
Yes, no. It was like 100 years ago, I don't
know. Oh, no, are you kidding?
I'm on IMDb now trying to figure out who he is. He looks familiar, I just can't think of what I've seen.
I remember him from Clue, he was in Clue, right?
Yeah, he's very well.
Rocky Horror is one of his biggest.
Yes, he started with Rocky Horror. That's where he became well known. You're right, Kara. There, and he was a Russian soldier in the Hunt for Red October, and he played that well off of Sean Connery. And he's been. I just think he's a well-rounded actor, frankly, and proved it in this movie Clue and so many others. So anyway, we celebrate his birthday today on Movie Moments. Chucker off on the hunt. We're going to talk about the movie that's being made around the Boston Marathon in a moment here on Good Day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. Something this simple. Bacon. Egg. Cheese. Croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get two croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price participation vary.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
All right, let's find out what the story is as we were reporting earlier, talking about the marathon, the Boston Marathon. Here's Rachel Holt, who is talking about the movies that are into production now since the Boston Marathon bombing.
At Fenway Park, marathon bombing survivor Jeff Bauman threw out the first pitch alongside actor Jake Gyllenhaal, who will be playing Bauman in an upcoming movie about the bombings titled Stronger. Hollywood was also present at the finish line, as actor Mark Wahlberg filmed the scene for a separate film about the 2013 Boston Marathon, titled Patriots Day. Both movies are scheduled to premiere in 2017. There were also some notable people in the race, including Mississippi State head football coach Dan Mullen and supermodel Christy Turlington. But the real heroes of the day were bombing victims running the race, including Adrian Haslett-Davis, who lost limbs in 2013, but impressively finished 26.2 miles.
All right. What is there about these kids that are on these either podcasts or websites that they can't find the microphone? Do they not know?
They're using tinny, you know, they're using tinny computer microphones, USB mics.
Yeah, okay, is that what it is? Huh. Okay, thank you very much.
Either that or their mic technique is to go to the next room and then talk.
Hello, we're still involved in an audio. It's an audio world. Why can't you get something that makes you sound like you aren't 15 years old? Thanks.
Stop fighting it, unless you are 15.
Yeah, okay. I'd just soon have. We can get quality microphones to them, get some good quality product. 59 after on Good Day.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.